In the town of Alagoas in Brazil, on August 15, 1923, the feast of the Assumption of Our Lady, a girl was born. Her name, Maria Meuza Santos Fonseca, affectionately called Meizina. It is said that on the night of her birth, the moon was brighter than normal, a fact that was commented on by her parents. Perhaps this was a confirmation from God of his chosen soul that he would entrust a mission to. Now, since childhood, Meuza manifested an unconditional love for the poor and needy. It wasn't easy for her to see someone who was suffering. Even though she was very simple and humble, her relatives say that she took things from the pantry of her house to give to the hungry, and also did everything to get medicine for the sick. That was the first manifestation of her charisma, loving those whom no one cared for. However, around the age of 32, the mystical phenomena began. She had an inner locution in which she heard a voice said that from the day on, she would be able to heal the blind, the crippled, and that she would be able to see through people's lives, just like many other mystics. With all these mystical phenomena, Maria Meuza had no idea what was happening to her, and for some time, thought that she had gone crazy. Thus, miracles began in the region. Paralytics walked, the blind could see after Meuza touched them, which made her fame as a saint spread throughout the region. Many people wanted to attribute cures to her, but this humble woman would look at herself as a mere nothing and said that everything was the work of Our Lady of Graces. Each time a miracle occurred through her intercession, Maria Meuza would shout out,
Viva a felicidade! Viva Nossa Senhora das Graças!
Long live happiness! Long live Our Lady of Graces! She always had avoided interviews and dismissed curious journalists who went to the town to write stories about her. Now, one of the most notable prodigies that occurred in the region was the curer of Thor, or Mr. Clovis, who was paralyzed at the age of 5 due to an injection, which led him to walk crawling with hands and legs on the ground until he was 15 years old. Knowing about the miracles that had taken place in the town of Alagoas, Thor's friends took him there. Upon arriving, Maria Meuza walked towards him, who at the same moment began to shake, and unexpectedly, he began to walk normally in the middle of the crowd, who praised and blessed God for the healing of their brother. When healings happened, people wanted to give her gifts as a way of saying thank you, but she always refused the offerings, and if she received it, she gave it to the poor. They also used to give her clothes, but Meuza would choose a more humble approach. She was always seen wearing a white dress without removing the white veil from her head, also wearing simple white shoes with a miraculous medal of Nossa Senhora das Graças always around her neck and a rosary always close at hand. Maria Meuza had visions of Our Lady and also received messages from the Virgin, which she later passed on to the people. The messages were always of faith, love, and consolation, proving the material support that Mary Most Holy gives us even in the midst of life's greatest turmoil. Meuza's words were simple, and they brought the basic teachings of faith to the most suffering people. Obedience, the prayer of the Holy Rosary, loving Our Lady, adoring Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. All of this was taught by her to the large crowds that would gather around her house. And regarding the clergy, Maria Meuza had a very interesting gift, the ability to be able to recognize priests and nuns in the middle of large crowds, even if they weren't wearing their religious habits. And when it was a priest, she would kneel and ask to confess. This is another point of Meuza's spirituality. She always said that Christians should obey God and the Church. In times when many fall into the unfortunate error of making personal attacks on priests, Meuza had instilled in her heart that a priest is someone in persona Christi. She was aware that no matter how vile and sinful a priest may be, he still has his hands anointed to bring Jesus to us, like the Virgin Mary. In life, she also had an encounter with today's Saint Dulce of the Poor, the first Brazilian saint. During a trip to Salvador, it is said that Saint Dulce was already in poor health and that she was worried about who would take over her social works. Maria Meuza told Dulce not to worry, as someone close to her would take charge of the works, and the prophecy was fulfilled. After the death of Santa Dulce, her niece Rita took over the administration of social works. Maria Meuza's life can be summed up in a few words: faith, living devotion to Our Lady, simplicity, humility, love for the poor, needy, and suffering. She had a warm and loving heart for everyone. She lived in poverty, never using the gift she had to her own advantage. There are countless miraculous facts narrated about this woman who, with her humility, always helped the weak and the small and taught them the love of Jesus and Mary. Much loved by all, the moment came when she knew she would leave. Before the feast of Nossa Senhora das Graças on November the 27th, 1993, which is a feast that continues to this day, she was sad that day, but told the people that next year they would be the ones who held the feast. Many didn't even want to think about the possibility of her leaving, but apparently God himself had revealed it to her, as she commented that she had seen herself in a hospital bed with colored threads attached to her neck. Now, it was in 1993 that Maria Mirza had a vision of Our Lady. Now, what did Our Lady ask her? According to Mirza, Our Lady asked everyone to pray for the infidels, those who are in false doctrines, like our Protestant brothers and sisters. Unfortunately, Brazil had been going through many religious syncretism, Catholics mixing Catholicism with spiritualism, and yes, our Protestant brothers and sisters, that they may come to the one true church, for they are still God's children. Days later, she suffered a stroke and was hospitalized with a coma. A nurse narrates that, even in that state, she sat on the bed with her hands joined together, as if praying, lying down. Her departure for the one whom she loved and served took place on December the 17th, 1993. Maria Mirza, pray for us.